Well, I hope that you enjoyed this presentation. It was fun to see it twice. And if this is your first time here, you haven't been here for a while, or those of you who are tuning in, hopefully you know our goal here is to inspire you to follow Jesus and to take whatever that next step is in your spiritual journey. And so I'm hoping that this is something that would encourage you. I really love the way in this story, I've read through this a couple months ago, and I remember reading the idea that they could hear things in the box when they were in the attic. They could hear what was going on in the family between the two of them. And then when they're sitting on the table or wherever they were in the den, that these nativity statues, they could see what was going on in the couple's lives. And I was just thinking, you know, how would you feel if you knew your nativity was watching you? It could hear everything and see everything that you do. And I was just thinking, I wonder, having this experience, would you keep it or would you get rid of it? Because it's sitting there watching everything. And of course, this is not something new around Christmas time. You've got the old Christmas song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, right? I remember when I was a kid hearing that. He sees you when you're sleeping. Of course, that's very creepy. But he knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. No pouting, all that. So this is sort of a manipulation song for kids to try to tell them that you got to be good. So it's either, you know, you might be punished or you might be rewarded and get lots of presents at the end of the year. I think about this concept, and every year what pastors do is they read through the Christmas stories in Matthew and in Luke, and they try to think, well, what's a good way to talk to your congregation about what Christmas is about? And I came across, there's this ancient Hebrew name that's almost 4,000 years old that basically describes something that God does with all of us. And the name is called Elroy. It means the God who sees me. The God who sees me. And God constantly reveals himself throughout all the scriptures like this. That he sees us. He sees everything that we're going through and what's going on in our life. And when I read through the Christmas story this last week, I was struck by how much God is watching every detail of what happened. He prepared the way with Mary's cousin Elizabeth. She wasn't able to have any children. And yet she conceived, and later we find out that she gave birth to John the Baptist, who was actually a relative of Jesus. But this is what she said. She said, "The Lord looked on me to take away my reproach among people." God saw. God saw everything going on in her life. God saw Mary, chose her to be the mother of Jesus, and he reassured her every step of the way that it was going to be difficult. And yet he saw her and he reassured her with everything. God saw the turmoil that Joseph was going through. We heard Isaac talking about this here on the stage. Joseph had basically one of three choices with Mary. Mary says she's pregnant and it's conceived by the Holy Spirit, and either she was telling the truth, or she was lying, or she was crazy. And he had to make a decision. What do I do about all of this? And God saw the turmoil Joseph is going through. And he comes to Joseph and he reassures him, marrying Mary is exactly the right thing to do. It's what I have planned for you to do all along. And God informs him that this baby's name is going to be Jesus, because he will take all the sins away from his people. He will save his people from their sins. That's what the name of Jesus really means. When Jesus was born, God saw the lowest of the low. The shepherds that are out there tending their sheep, they were the lowest of culture at the time, and God sends an angel and then just a multitude of angels to speak to them, to shine in the night, to declare the glory of God. And the shepherds, they're sent to Bethlehem to look for this baby lying in a manger, and they worshiped him. God saw two other people in here, Simeon and Anna, and they had been waiting and waiting, and God had revealed to them that one day they would see the salvation of the Lord. And Joseph and Mary, on the eighth day, they brought baby Jesus to be circumcised in front of Simeon. And there's Anna right there. And they now get to see God's redemption. But in all of this, God sees. God sees all of the things that we are dealing with. God sees our sinfulness. Why else would he send his one and only Son to take upon himself all of our punishment, all of our sins? He sees. He saw from eternity that it would be like this. You know, one of the old prophesied names of Jesus, really old ancient name, was the name Emmanuel. Emmanuel just simply means God is with us. God came near us in the incarnation, Jesus Christ being born. He sees us not from afar. He's up close and personal. He leaves the warmth, the comfort, the whatever you would describe heaven as, and he comes to earth. Why? Because he sees us. He's with us. In fact, he has given every person on earth an invitation to have restored fellowship with God, to have a right relationship once again. If they were to trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they would place their faith in Christ. You know, when the wise men, when they were living in the east, they saw a sign. They see a star. God saw them, gave them a sign so that they could come and they could worship Jesus. And after they worship Jesus, God sees the danger that they're facing and he says, do not go back to Herod. Go home a different way. Don't go to him. It's too dangerous. And then when Herod decided that he was going to try to kill all of the 2-year-old babies in the area, the vicinity of Bethlehem, God saw and he warned Joseph and Mary and told them immediately, you need to go to Egypt right away because you're in danger. When Herod did all of his wicked things that he did with those kids, God saw. He also had prophesied that this would happen years, hundreds and hundreds of years beforehand. And God promised that he will bring justice to those who do the things like what Herod has done. God is watching. And God was watching, and when it was safe for Joseph and Mary and the child Jesus to come back, he said, you can come back, and sent them back to Nazareth. You know, if there's one thing I want you to remember about Christmas, it's that God sees. God sees. Just two words. He sees. He sees what you're going through. He sees what you're dealing with. He sees the attitudes, the ins and the outs of every day. He sees all the things that are going on. He sees your need. But he saw it all before time began. He saw it all before we were like we are today. He provided for you and he provided for me by sending Jesus Christ for us. He became a man so that he could bear the sins of the world. And whoever believes in him would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. And it's because God saw everything that we are, that he sent his Son to take care of our deepest needs. That's what we need to remember. Now, what's our deepest need? It's to be back in fellowship with God himself. So this Christmas, I just want you to remember two words, just two words. God sees. Can you say that with me? God sees. Yeah, so just repeat this. Whenever you're depressed, God sees. Whenever you're rejoicing, God sees. This Christmas, if you're with family, God sees. But if you're unable to be with family, God sees. He's seen everything that's happened in your life. He knows what you have gone through. He knows what this year has been like for everyone. But he hasn't abandoned us. He hasn't abandoned us. He is with us. He has been faithful. He sees. You know, one of my favorite passages of Scripture is this in 2 Chronicles 16:9. It says, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his." That he sees us. So my question for all of us today is, how should we respond? If God sees, how should we respond? And it really depends on every one of us. And you know what you ought to do, because if you take your eyes off yourself and you look to him, you actually know what you ought to do. And for some of us, that means that we need to repent. We need to turn from the way that we've been living, the way we've been acting, the way we've been thinking, what we've been doing, and we need to turn to Him once again. But for others, you look and you see what I need to do is I know I need to trust Him. I haven't been trusting. I know I need to trust what He's called me to do. And for all of us, when we see Him, we look to Him and we know He sees us, what we need to do is we need to be thankful. We need to thank Him for the things that He's provided for us. We need to take some time and praise Him. And of course, for all of us around this Christmas season, and really every time of the year, we ought to share the things that He has done, the things He has done for us personally, but also what He has done for all of us through Christ. You know, sometimes knowing that God sees us, when we really know that He sees us, the trials we're going through, the things that are happening in our life, it actually allows us to take our eyes off of ourself and to put our eyes back on Him. Because we know we don't have anything to worry about. He understands. And we can look to Him to provide strength for us, to find rest, to find deliverance, whatever it is that we need. You know, one of my favorite lines that in the Christmas story, that something that Mary says. You have the shepherds all around, and they come around. They're all worshiping Jesus Christ right there, right after His birth. And it says that Mary pondered all these things in her heart. I think what we need to do, what I'd like to ask us to do, as we continue on in Christmas. Yeah, there's going to be shopping and Christmas carols and lights and all of that. But I think what I would like for us to do is to remember that God sees. And to take some time and to ponder that. To ponder that what it means that He sees us and that He provided Jesus Christ for us. Because I think Christmas is an evidence that He sees everything that we're going through. So I'd like to close us in prayer today and dismiss you. But before I do, let's just close in prayer and then I will dismiss you. Heavenly Father, as I come to you today, I'm reminded what the psalmist said. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of His dwelling, He looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His mercy. And so, Lord, we come to you today. And we do, we fear you. We look at you with awe and such a reverence. And we place our hope in you, not in anything else. You are the one who provides mercy. You're the one who provides salvation. And every Christmas we are reminded that that's exactly how you've shown your love to us through what Christ has done for us. So I pray, Lord, would you help us as we move throughout our days, throughout the weeks, up through Christmas, that we would remember that you see us, that you are with us, and that we would ponder these things in our daily lives, and we would place our eyes, take our eyes off of ourselves and place our eyes back on you. We love you. We thank you for the great gift that you've given us in Jesus Christ. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for coming. Thanks to all of you for watching. And I hope to see you again next week. Have a great day. You are dismissed.